to start meeting with Blake after the season to kind of go through tape?
It starts immediately. It's a constant and never-ending process. You know, defenses are changing every day. Offenses are changing constantly. So we're just trying to make sure that, you know, we stay ahead of some of the things that come up and then, you know, really drill some of the things that we're doing, and we think that we have a good chance of executing at a high level. Absolutely. This is probably the biggest time of the year for growing and learning. I mean, we have so much extra time. We're able to look at the film, look at kind of some of the things we did last year, figure out, you know, why we weren't executing at a high level. And, you know, that's me and Blake and the rest of the offense as a whole. You know, we're trying to look at stuff that we didn't do well and why. And so make sure we come out next year that we're a better offense, because that's the goal.
What'd you take out of last year?
The timing is definitely improved. I think that, you know, me and Blake have a much better relationship, much better understanding of each other. And then most importantly, we have more reps. I think that, you know, most good quarterback receiving position duos have played together for a while. So it's kind of important.
What do you take out of last year?
You know, I think I saw a team that never gave up. A team that was going to compete no matter what the situation was. A lot to hang our hats on at the end of that season, but also a lot of glaring things that kept us from winning games. You know, ball security, execution, how we executed in the red area, third down. If you want to be an elite team, you have to be good in those categories. So that's probably some of the main aspects that we're focusing on offensively.
Not looking here on this team, but nationally, do you sort of feel like somewhat of a forgotten guy?
No, I don't really mind whether I'm remembered or forgotten. I think it just depends on the game, you know. Whether somebody mentions you or not, you have 100 yards, a couple touchdowns, now you're being mentioned. So you try not to really think about if you're being talked about. I mean, hopefully, you hope you're not. Hopefully, they're just letting you go to work and you're getting to play football and enjoy it. But, you know, whether or not, I have a lot of buzz going into this year. I know what I put in. I know what I can bring to the field.
They added a lot defensively the offseason. Have you noticed anything first impression-wise, those guys running around?
I think that one of the biggest things you notice is the sense of urgency. I think that, you know, on that defensive side of the ball, you know, they're looking to become a better defense. And you can see it out here at practice every day. They're pushing each other. They're pushing us as an offense. You know, and one thing they've been preaching is just being accountable. Everybody has to be in the right spot, all 11, on defense for it to be a successful play. And you see those guys putting in that work and that attention to detail.
We all know you as a passive catcher, obviously, and that's what you're known for in the league. How much do you work on the craft of blocking? And just not mention that ever, or is that still part of what you do? Or?
I don't know. Kind of when you get known for something, I mean, that's just what you're known for. So, you know, probably won't get much mention, and that's fine. But, you know, I work on it whenever I get an opportunity. You know, they have a lot of stuff that we have to do every day. But, you know, when I get my free time, individuals, or when the guys are out there doing special teams, just trying to work on different things, different areas where I can improve in the run game, because I know how much more that'll help our offense. So it's never going to be something you're done working on. Blocking, catching, but it's definitely something that I want to continue to improve at so I can give our offense more flexibility.
How do you guys get better third down red zone? Is it the second year in the offense allow you to concentrate on those situations more?
You know, I think that, you know, reps helps, but, you know, we have to pay better attention to detail. We got to hit our spots. You're not going to get great opportunities in the NFL all the time, and when you get them, you have to take advantage of them, and that's what, you know, the great teams do, and that's what we're trying to build is, you know, if we have third and short, let's make sure we execute. That means guys up front, guys running routes, guys running the ball, quarterback, ID in fronts, ID in coverages. A lot goes into it, so it's definitely not simple, but we definitely know what we have to do, and when we're working as an offense to improve in those areas.
How much did the training camp time last year missed, you know, hurt? Is it possible to even quantify it?
See, then, I mean, yeah, it's hard to quantify how much getting to a new team and a new offense and missing the majority of training camp, and then trying to, one, get yourself in a rhythm and ready to go in the middle of the season, also develop a relationship and chemistry with a quarterback. It's probably as hard as the transition as you can have, and it could be. So I'm excited to be healthy this year and get going full speed.
What's your reaction to seeing Denver win it all?
Oh, man, I think that all those guys – most of them I played with, and I saw that work they put in every day. You know, people say, you know, I've got that question a lot, and it's so many of those people deserve that championship. Just to see the level, the intensity that they played at, you could tell they wanted it. And it wasn't a surprise to me because I've been there with them and practicing and seeing the work that it takes to get yourself to that level, you know, being a part of some of the bumps and bruises also. You know, it's not an easy process, but, you know, once everybody learns what it's going to take to win a championship and they can go do it, then it can be done. So I'm definitely happy for so many of those guys, and it's a great accomplishment to have.
What was your thoughts when they signed Malik?
Oh, Malik, Sonny, I know Malik pretty good. We live pretty close to each other out in California, and, you know, I was a big fan of that pickup. I think Malik is one of the players in this league that's improved every year. You know, it's one thing to say, you know, this guy is a pretty good player, and that he is, but every year I see him getting better, and every year he's putting more and more on himself to be a better player and be more dominant up front, and that's what you want as a teammate. So I'm excited for him to be here. It's great to have somebody that I know pretty well and also a player that I have a lot of respect for on the field.
Considering the tough transition just talked about a minute ago, how do you view your personal season last year? Did you feel like by the end of the year you were back pretty much where you thought you could be, or no?
You know, it's probably pretty mixed. You know, with all considered, I think it was probably a pretty good season. Just trying to battle through some of the things I battled through, but, you know, I set a pretty high standard for myself, so I rarely live up to it. I guess that's what it takes to be good at this level, and, you know, I'm going to continue to push myself. I continue to want to do more and more for the team. You know, it's not always stats for me. It's, you know, how am I affecting the game to help my team, and I want to have a pretty big role in that, and I want to do all I can to help us be a successful offense. We have the tools. We have the players. Now we just have to do it mentally and go out there and prove that we can be an offense that's explosive at all times.